Through her lawyer, Elliot Burke, McMorris Rogers said the ethics complaint was based on, quoting here, frivolous allegations from a single source, a former employee who discredited himself by admitting his own improper conduct, end quote. Burke said a former communications director for McMorris Rogers, Todd Weiner, was unhappy because he was passed over for a larger role in her congressional office. Weiner told investigators for the Office of Congressional Ethics, which is an independent nonpartisan group, that he performed campaign activities for the Congresswoman when she was running for chair of the GOP House Conference Committee. Weiner was later fired. He now works for Idaho Congressman Raul Labrador. Burke conceded in his rebuttal of the findings that McMorris Rogers slipped up once and held a debate preparation session in her congressional office in violation of House rules, but he said she regretted that lone incident. The Office of Congressional Ethics report found, quoting here, substantial reason to believe that Representative McMorris Rogers used congressional funds, staff, and office space for campaign activities and improperly combined congressional resources and campaign resources to produce a mailing and video for her leadership race. But Burke countered that any work done by official staff was done on their own time as volunteers. The House Ethics Committee declined to continue its probe, but it has the option to impanel an investigative committee later if it sees fit. I'm Tom Bacon.